Okay, the chair recognizes Treasurer Langfelder for a presentation of a financial report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The corporate fund monthly cash report. For the month of February, we had a beginning balance of $7,105,224. Receipts for the month totaled $6,980,331. Disbursements for the month of February totaled $8,489,411. So our ending cash balance in the corporate fund at the end of February totaled $5,596,144.
Chair, we entertain a motion to approve the financial reports.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and second discussion. Here no discussion. All those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Aye.
The motion carries. The chair recognizes Chief Utility Engineer Eric Hobby of the Office of Public Utilities for a brief presentation with regards to CWLP finances.
Thank you. This will be our presentation through January. Let me make sure I get this working here. All right, here we go. All right, the electric fund cash is negative 0.35 million, and we still owe the water fund 4.88. We do not have any borrowings on the line of credit. Right now, the projected year-end debt coverage is 1.26, and right now it is 1.26, so we're slightly above the required 1.25. That's, you know, assuming kind of the average February. We think our retail sales were pretty good, but we're still getting all of our invoices and everything in, so we won't have a final number till we close the books. Water fund cash is stays strong, and we're under budget on labor expenses and staying ahead on the pilot payment over budget. And this is a summary of electric fund cash. Cash on hand is 4.5, but water fund payable is a little bit higher at 4.8. And this again is just a graph showing kind of the historical working cash. And the red, again, the red line at the top is where 60 days of cash, which would be a target, is. And you can see we have not been anywhere close in a long time on the electric fund. Revenues, we're slightly under on wholesale by $1 million. And again, the retail, because of the summer, is the biggest drag we have, $7.75 million. Yeah, it's the largest revenue time of the year. And due to the lack of a summer, we have a significant decline in retail revenues. Expenses. The fortunate part there is with expenses are under budget by less than revenues. We're under by $11.7 million on that side. And again, the debt coverage, you know, projected right now, and it is a projection of 1.26, so we'll be slightly above the minimum of 1.25. And that's, again, a projection. And as we get the final numbers, we will certainly be letting everybody know. This shows the debt coverage month by month, and the blue is last year and the green is last year we had a technical default. And you can see the red bar for January, we're right at the 1.25, and we think, you know, we should see that sustained through February. Water fund, the cash is again staying in a strong position, and there's another 4.8 million due to the water fund from the electric fund. And when you look at the water fund cash, you look at the bar here, you know, we've been above 60 days cash and, you know, remain above 60 days cash. So we've been in a very favorable position there when you look at our liquidity and stability from a rating agency viewpoint. Water fund revenues and expenses were a little under budget, 6%, 1.8 million. And again, that's mainly due to the lack of hot weather in the summer. So there was a lot of reduced usage over the summer. Where water sales are very dependent on weather. And non-bond expenses, we're staying under budget significantly there. And projected debt coverage, or the current debt coverage, is 1.75. We should not have any problems meeting debt coverage on the water side and remain in a very strong position with that. Labor costs, water fund is just slightly over basically their ad budget with a $23,000 variance, or just quite $24,000. And electric remains 3% under, nearly $1.4 million under budget through January. Pilot payments are slightly over budget. And if you look at the bottom part under the pilot component variance from budget, electric wholesale, that is the part that is where the whole surplus is being made up compared to budget. Our net revenues on wholesale are greater than anticipated. We had a lot of money coming out of the cold winter where we had larger margins, and that's been the sustaining part over the whole time. Because retail sales are below budget, that's why the first component's in red. But again, electric wholesale, and we've been able to make, we were able to make some forward sales this winter that increased our margins by doing some forward sales then higher than it budgeted. So questions?
Comment, Mr. Mayor, just that you know, it's real significant that you're projecting that we will meet our bond coverage ratio by the end of, we met it for January, we expect to meet it for February, and that's a significant turnaround than what we thought would happen last summer, and it's no doubt attributable to management's involvement in controlling expenses and trying to maximize revenue. So congratulations, it's too early, but it has to be noted that we're on the right path.
It is something that we try to manage every month. I mean, it's very significant and important to us. So,
thank you. All right. Okay, the chair would entertain a motion to incorporate the pre-council first reading of ordinances into the record of this council meeting.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion. Hearing no discussion. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion carries. The chair will entertain a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes of the March 3rd, 2015 City Council meeting and approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion. Hearing no discussion. All those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. The chair will entertain a motion to incorporate the pre-council reading of the consent agenda into the record of the council
so moved.
Meeting.
Second.
Been moved and second. Discussion. Hearing no discussion. All those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. The chair will entertain a motion to place the consent agenda on final passage.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion. Hearing no discussion. All those in favor of the motion vote yes. Those opposed vote no. Voting is now open.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to be, or Madam Clerk, I'd like to be recorded as voting present on 2015. 063 and 2015-065. Thank you.
Okay. Agenda numbers 2012-123, 2013-174, 2013-397, 2014-293, and 2015-051 remain tabled or in committee. The next item on the agenda is number 2014-085, an ordinance amending the Springfield City Code of Ordinances 1988 as amended, pertaining to the appointment of persons subordinate to the director of the department of the or other body. Chair will entertain a motion to place agenda number 2014-085 on final passage.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we send this one back to committee.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to send this back to committee. Discussion. Hearing no discussion. All those in favor, vote yes. Those opposed vote no.
Alderman Turner. Opposed.
Motion passes 10-0 to return to committee. Next item on the agenda is number 2015-044, an ordinance regarding the variance request of section 153-157L pertaining to restriction of access the 487 Cokie Mill Road, City Minor Subdivision, located north of Washington Street, south of Jefferson Street, near the intersection of North Cokie Mill and Bluff Roads, for the Office of Public Works. The chair will entertain a motion to place agenda number 2015-044 on final passage.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage. Discussion?
Yeah, I actually wanted to make sure that we put in there that recommend the approval of the variance, since it is in my ward. Based on approval of the variance, with the exception that the understanding that traffic engineer Lori Williams, that we meet her recommendations for the variance. In particular, the existing access to the property will be moved to Bluff Road, and that the access to the new lot that they're creating be determined, there's some verbiage in here, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but be determined by the city traffic engineer.
Okay. I'm going to ask for a little help on this, Corporation Council, make sure I, we have the right motion.
Okay.
The, can you?
This is motion to amend, is that what Steve's?
Yeah, that would be a motion to amend.
Motion to amend.
Is there a second then?
I appreciate if that's what happens, because it isn't.
Second.
So I didn't get a chance to say it.
Moved and seconded, discussion of the amendment. Here, no discussion of the amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion, amendment carries. Now we're back to the discussion of the ordinance number 2015-044 as amended. Discussion?
I just want to clarify, the reason for the amendment was because right now there's a 90-degree angle to the road there. The current existing access to the property is right at that intersection. There's been several accidents there, so we're trying to minimize the accident rate by moving the existing road into the subdivision. There's plenty of room to do that, and then also to make sure that the second variance for the road that they're doing on the additional lot be far enough away that it does not impact that same area. So just want to explain it to you guys so you know. Thank you.
There is no further discussion. All those in favor of the motion as amended, vote yes. Those opposed, vote no. Voting is now open. Motion passes 10-0.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is number 2015-066, an ordinance authorizing execution of an agreement with Livingston, Mueller, O'Brien, and Davlin, P.C. to defend workman's compensation claims for the City of Springfield from March 1, 2015 through February 29, 2016 for a total amount not to exceed $150,000. The Chair will entertain a motion to place agenda number 2015-066 on final passage.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for passage. Discussion? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor of the motion vote yes. Those opposed, vote no. Voting is now open. Motion passes 10-0. The next item on the agenda is 2015-088, an ordinance approving a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $300,000 from unbudgeted, unappropriated fiscal year 15 fund balance for the Central Area Tax Increment Finance District for the Office of Planning and Economic Development for emergency passage. The Chair will entertain a motion to place agenda number 2015-088 on emergency passage.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion?
Question for either Director Farmer or Director McCarty. Director McCarty here?
Mm-hmm. Director Farmer's here. Probably.
Okay. Oh, you're
best
both
at, there.
I just wanted to
answer the question.
Okay. Director McCarty, this is for work that was done in fiscal year 2015, is that correct?
That's my
correct.
Understanding, yes.
Okay. And, okay. All right, I just wanted to, and there's money, and we, there money is in, we have sufficient money in the
there's unappropriated fund balance in the,
yes.
In the line item. Further discussion? There's no further discussion. All those in favor of the motion vote yes. Those opposed, vote no. Voting is now open.
Oh.
Motion passes 11-0. Okay, the Chair will entertain a motion to suspend the rules and place on first reading agenda number 2015-114, an ordinance authorizing the additional payment of $25,000 for a total amount not to exceed $150,000 to Livingston, Mueller, O'Brien, and Davlin, P.C. for defense of workman's compensation claims from March 1, 2014 through February 28, 2015.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion? Hearing no discussion. All those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Motion carries. Chair will entertain a motion to suspend the rules and place on first reading agenda number 2015-115, an ordinance authorizing execution of a tentative collective bargaining agreement with the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers District Number 9 from October 1, 2014 through September 30th, 2017.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion, hearing no discussion. All those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Motion carries. The chair will entertain a motion to suspend the rules and place on first reading agenda number 2015-116, an ordinance amending Chapter 170 of the 1988 City of Springfield Code of Ordinances by reducing the time a vacant building may be registered before it is brought into conformity with the city code or demolished.
Move to place on first reading agenda.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion, hearing no discussion. All those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Aye.
No.
Could we have a vote?
You can vote on the machine.
Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed vote no.
And this one is for?
This is to suspend the rules, place this on first reading.
What is it?
Which one?
This is the one to reduce the 16. Time period for vacant buildings registration.
Number 116.
It does have a provision allowing additional time up to 3 years if the property owner shows that he has started work on the fixing the problems.
So this is really, it can come in 2 weeks from now by normal procedures, is that correct?
It'll be on first reading by normal procedure, right. And the only purpose of this ordinance is, you know, we've, under the current ordinance, people often wait, many property owners wait till the end of 3 years till they start working on the property to correct the defects. So all this does is it requires them to start working initially within the first 2 years or then later down the road within the first year. It has a gradual effective, in other words, starting next year, it'd be 2 years, and then the following year, it'd be 1 year. But if the property owner started work on the project and they needed additional time, they could get it up to the full 3 years.
Mr. Mayor?
They're voting.
116. Yeah, we're already starting to talk about the substance. I'm going to be voting no against this. I mean, no to this when this gets to the council. But I don't think it's fair to pick ordinances that get exceptions to the rules and others that don't. So I'm going to vote yes for this because why should we pick on this ordinance when the others were saying to let them come in? Even though I'm going to be no when this gets discussed substantively.
Okay, Alderman Turner and. Okay, motion fails 3-7. The chair will entertain a motion to suspend the rules in place on first reading. Agenda number 2015-117, an ordinance amending Chapter 110 of the 1988 City of Springfield Code of Ordinances as amended, amending Article 35 regarding temporary or mobile food service establishment on private property.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion, hearing no discussion. All those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Motion carries. The chair will entertain a motion to suspend the rules and place on first reading agenda number 2015-118, an ordinance amending Chapter 90 of the 1988 City of Springfield Code of Ordinances as amended, adding Section 90.64 prohibiting the sale, delivery, receipt, or purchase for resale of powdered alcohol.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion. Hearing no discussion. All those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Motion carries. I note we have some guests in the back of the room who are dressed very appropriately, I guess, for the evening. Would you care to come forward?
You'll notice I'm not. I'm sorry.
Well, you're appropriately dressed.
Thank you so much.
Would you like to introduce yourselves?
My name is Ted Henry, and I will be the event coordinator for about 2,000 reenactors that will descend on Springfield May 1 through 3. So it's my job to get all these cats herded so that they all go the right way at once.
My name is Dawn Henry, and I'm part of.
Pardon me?
Speak up. My name is Dawn Henry, and I'm part of the 2015 Lincoln Funeral Coalition also. I'm the music coordinator, who is going to be herding all of the bands and musicians. 37 performances by 9 different organizations over a 3-day period.
Hello again. I'm Katie Spindell. I'm the chair of the 2015 Lincoln Funeral Coalition.
Very nice to have you here.
This is for pictures only.
This is for pictures only, but certainly this is something that's going to help you with the May 2nd, May 3rd celebration. I know that everyone has been working very, very hard. We're looking for a fantastic event, and hopefully we will have just fantastic weather to make it a great, memorable weekend. And there is no other place than Springfield, Illinois, where this could take place. Is there any unfinished business to come before the City Council? Is there any new business to come before the City Council?
Mayor?
Yes.
A lot of times we hear the bad things that our officers do out there, Chief. And last week there was an accident on Veterans Parkway, and I hope I get this officer's name right. Officer Darren Divjak? Divjak responded, and I don't normally get this, but the people that got the ticket were the ones raving about him and how professional he was and how courteous he was, and the officer was to him, and they wanted me to pass that out, and I thought no better way than to do it here so everybody gets to hear. So congratulations to him for a job well done.
Well, thank you.
Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Alderman Tylan.
I'd like to thank the police department and the public works department and any of the other various city employees that were involved in Saturday's parade. I think it went off very well. I think that I noticed a couple of times where the police officers went in and grabbed a child that had gotten in front of a parade float or a car and quickly pulled them out of the way because the parents weren't paying attention. And I have to say that cleanup, the setup, everything else, I had people in my office building today that said, you know, you can barely tell there was a parade. So you guys did a really great job.
For anybody that has attended the St. Patrick's Day celebration, this was by far the largest crowd that we have ever had, and Jim knows better than most of us about the St. Patrick's Day parade, but one of the things that I do rather than participate in the parade, I walk the parade route through the crowd, and immediately upon walking up to the crowd, I knew that this was a massive crowd, because the crowd that you had along 6th Street by 6th and Monroe, but more importantly, getting back towards Capitol and going over to Capitol was just huge compared to previous years. When we have had large crowds down there, but we've had nothing like what we had this year. When you got up on 6th Street, it was almost impossible to walk through that crowd, and that crowd was really all over.
So who again was in charge of the weather?
I don't know
who was in charge. I should have known.
but weather does play an important part of it, but it was just a huge crowd. For those people that put it on, they can be very proud of what they've done. For those people that started this some years ago and have kept it going, such as Alderman Dunham, they can be very, very proud. And for all those people that through the city were there to make this happen, and it would not happen without the cooperation of the city, and for Director Mahoney and Chief Winslow and Chief Buston, everybody that was involved, everyone really did a great job, and it was, just couldn't ask for a nicer day, so.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to second what you just said, so to speak. In addition to which, I think what we saw this past weekend, which was great weather, does help, but I think what we saw this weekend was a maturing of the St. Patrick's Day parade. I think we saw more people in tighter spaces that 5 years ago, there might not have been the same kind of response as there was this past weekend, which I think says a lot about the people of Springfield, and I think, as you said, it says a lot about the folks that do run that parade. And to Josh Down and all the folks that he has on the committee, they did a wonderful job, but it also says a lot about the people in the city and how we respond to larger events like this now, whereas some years ago, events like this might have been viewed as nothing more than a big, simple party and getting out of hand and a lot of different incidents, but I think they did very, very well, and again, it goes to your staff for some of the great work they did.
Okay, we have three people that have signed up to speak. First, we have Teresa Haley.
Good evening again. I'm Teresa Haley. I'm standing here with our Neighborhood Association President, Stephen Inyart, and we'd like to address the City Council tonight. We have a picture that's going around. We live in Ward 2. My address is 2532 Portsmouth Circle, and we are concerned residents. At our last Neighborhood Association meeting, we had some discussion about Ward 2 becoming a dumping ground. And right off of Stevenson Drive, across the street from where the Dane store is, that's going to be that meat plant, there seems to be tractor-trailers parked there. The residents were not notified at all, and we are concerned with our children walking back and forth and playing around that area. Again, it seems to be a dumping ground in Ward 2, and we'd like for City Council to address it. Mr. President, anything you want to add?
Not really, other than I don't think they went through the proper channels. Gail, do you know anything about it on the ordinance?
Matt, can you respond? Did he leave?
Matt.
It is correct, if I might, Mr. Mr. Mayor. They did not go through the proper channels. They just decided, I guess, with the permission of the owners, to locate these trucks on this site. Matt McLaughlin of Zoning has sent a letter to the owner asking them to provide written explanation of to what their intent is for this property, and if it's not within the B1 zoning, then they will be instructed to remove the trucks and apply for the appropriate zoning, which will notify the residents in the area.
So the process has started?
Yes, it has.
Again, we are concerned, regardless if it's permitted or not, what is it, what are our rights as residents of Ward 2 regarding this zoning area?
And again, the first step is following the complaint, okay, you know, with the Planning and Zoning Department so that they can then begin the process and first of all be aware of the situation, which has already happened.
Okay, well, we're bringing it to the full City Council's attention. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, we also have Mr. James Meister.
James Meister, 2100 East Monroe Street. I come across a new issue since I signed up for this that I haven't notified anybody about, but I'm going to give it a real quick shot. The council has mandated trash services throughout Springfield. Waste Management, I just received a letter from them stating that they're improving our trash services by cutting our pickup for recyclables in half. We are now still paying the same amount of money, but we're no longer getting a full service. You guys might want to check into that.
It's not just Waste Management. We were notified by another company as well.
Yeah, that's not improving Springfield. That's letting trash sit longer. What I am here for is again, things I've been with this council many times. I spoke to Mayor Houston about it. I spoke to legal about it. I finally went to one of the city hearings with it. I've been denied a building permit for my property to fix my property because I owe money to the city that I'm still fighting over that is in courts, in the county courts right now. I've been asking for the last year to be allowed to make payments with that being denied. I paid for the permit. There's a permit application in and paid for and told I'm not allowed to have it, but I'm not allowed to have a refund on the money either. I was just taken to city court for the violations of my house, and Michael Carr, one of the inspectors, was one of the witnesses there, and he told the judge or officer, whatever he is, that Mr. Meister's trying to do this legally. He's waiting for the proper permit so that he doesn't get fined doing it that way. But yet, he's getting fined because he's not getting it done. I've been trying, I've been arguing, I've been fighting. It's time somebody steps in and does something. I've been fined $1,500 plus court costs for the items that are not finished on my house because I'm waiting for a permit that the city refuses to give me. I was told to check back with financial or whatever it's called. I went down to talk to Tim Reiser. Tim Reiser, I have never seen the man rude. I've never seen him anything. He looked me square in the face, told me, I'm not allowed to talk to you, go speak to legal, and walked away. I have never heard Tim Reiser like that, ever. I don't know if I'm a target, somebody's whatever. I've been told to sue the city and go to Sangamon County. I don't want to sue the city. I like this city. I want to stay in this city. But the issues with everything and the policy, if you owe the city money, you can't fix your house. You know, then we're tearing down houses because nobody can afford to fix them because they can't do this or that. We got to find other ways to collect money so that the people can still do what they need to do so they can fix up their houses, live safely, live properly. The other issue I have with the zoning and the inspectors and stuff is that the inspections that I've been fined for was done from inside a car, out on the street, and told they can do a proper inspection that way. From 40 to 50 feet away, the city can apparently inspect the house properly. They take pictures, you can see in my personal pictures from what the city appointed, the actual picture of the guy's rear view mirror from his car as he's taking pictures of my house saying there's violation. When I questioned him about it, he's like, well, I don't have to get out of the car to inspect the house. I'm sorry, to me, you got to get up and inspect the house. So that needs to be addressed. The inspections, zonings, and everything when it comes to property needs to be addressed, including the one that you guys were talking about registration. The fees for them registrations to register the houses are extremely too high. It's time to quit worrying about money and worry about Springfield citizens, their safety of their living, the safety of their walking around, because if we don't fix these houses, nobody can walk by one safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Meister. Okay, the chair would entertain a motion to recess the regular meeting of the City Council for purpose of holding an executive session to discuss pending litigation pursuant to 5 ILCS 120/2C11, the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
So moved.
Second. Been moved and seconded. Discussion. Hearing no discussion. All those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Motion carries.